This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
As summer winds down and the kids start back to school, it reminds us that fall isn't far behind. It also means it's time to finish up that home improvement project you started this spring. Hi, this is Eric Reichertz at First Bank Hampton. If a sagging budget is keeping you from completing your project, stop and visit with me. At First Bank Hampton, we offer home improvement loans and home equity lines of credit. Let us help you find the best loan option to fit your needs. First Bank Hampton is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker Program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. We'll be discussing several topics, including the chances of the Trump administration coming up with a new plan to help the ethanol industry.
And this is what it's going to take to satisfy me, to satisfy farmers, and to satisfy ethanol, and to keep ethanol plants all running. Some of them, you know, are shutting down. The goal is to make up for the fact that 31 waivers were given to small refineries, that every gallon that's lost because of waivers should be made up and announced ahead of time. So when they announce 15 billion gallons, as they're going to announce sometime in the next couple months, that we don't end up with 14 billion gallons, as it looks like those 31 refineries are doing. And the law is pretty clear that EPA can and should do that. And it's pretty clear from a District of Columbia court decision, that's a federal court decision, that there were three waivers given by the Obama administration that were not legally given, a half a billion gallons right there that ought to be added back in, because the court said that ought to be added back in. We want EPA to follow the law, and when EPA announces 15 billion gallons, then actual billion gallons are going to be mixed with petroleum products.
Grassley says talks continue about improving background checks for those wanting to purchase a gun.
I think it's one of the best possibilities, but the bottom line of it is, and this is more a process answer to your question than it is a specific thing about a specific proposal, but there's also been discussion going on with the White House for maybe the last 3 or 4 weeks between one Republican senator and one Democrat senator. Whatever comes up, the Senate's not going to spend its time on it if the president is going to sign it. So our effort is going to be to find out, wait and see what the president can sign.
Grassley was also asked about some of his goals as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee.
For me and my committee, there's two things not as imminent as not shutting down the government, but yet to get done this fall would be to get prescription drug prices down. And that comes from a bill that came out of my finance committee 19-9 just before the summer break. The other one is after the House passes the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement for me to get that through the Senate. And I should be able to get that through the Senate easier than it might have trouble getting through the House of Representatives, although if it's brought up, I'm sure it's going to pass the House.
Our thanks to Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Fall is one of the most popular times of the year for car shopping. The prices on last year models are inviting, and the lure of a 2020 is enticing. Hi, this is Colleen Mortz at First Bank Hampton. Before you walk through the showrooms and car lots, stop in and visit with us. We offer friendly local financing with very attractive rates and terms. And you'll have the advantage of working with people you know and trust. We're always ready to help you with your banking needs, so stop by and let us help you put you in the seat of a new vehicle. Member FDIC.